You remember the TV show Cheers, right? The place where everyone knows your name? When we pray, we end by saying, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, it's obviously important to pray in his name and to his name. Unless you fully know the names of Jesus, you can't fully know Jesus. And no, I didn't misspeak. I correctly said the names of Jesus. You see, throughout the Bible, it's revealed that Jesus has over 150 names. While we can't spend time on all of them today, I hope that the names of Jesus that I do share with you will move you to spend more time studying and growing an understanding of the others. So let's start with the hopefully already known and move forward from there. His name was foretelling of his destiny, which we read about in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, with the angel of the Lord explaining to Joseph what was about to unfold, and she, meaning Mary, will bring forth the son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. This tells us that Jesus was coming to give salvation to all who come to him. Now, I hope you know that Christ isn't the last name of Jesus. It's, in effect, his title, as in the Christ, which in this instance means Messiah. Let's look at something major, which unfolds. This is in the 16th chapter of Matthew. Jesus asks his disciples who others say he is and respond, starting in verse 14. So they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Now, I hope you caught how, for knowing the truth, Simon Peter received blessings and praise from Jesus for knowing his name. Isn't that where you want to be in the eyes of Jesus? Jesus is the Word. To know Jesus is to know the Word. Knowing the Word is knowing Jesus. Book of John starts with this truth in the very first verse of the very first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All throughout the Old Testament, lambs, the blood of the lamb, are prominent for both sacrifice and salvation. In the New Testament, Jesus is revealed to be the Lamb who offers himself up for sacrifice so that we can receive salvation. This is why John the Baptist cried out this in John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. In an earthly way, we think of a lamb as being a small, meek animal. Hardly. As the Old Testament establishes the power of the Lamb in its blood, Revelation chapter 5, verse 6 confirms how Jesus is the powerful Lamb who is the only worthy. And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. That imagery of the seven horns, seven eyes, that tells how Jesus possesses all knowledge and all power. Bible prophecy, that affords us the insight into the works of Jesus even before he assumed the form of a man. We find this in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Those lacking an understanding of the love of Jesus will see worshiping him as really a one-sided situation. The reality is very different and is revealed to us in two other names of Jesus, which we find in Revelation chapter 19, verse 11. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. Let's look at one more name of Jesus that's shown to us in numerous ways. I'll share two of those with you now, which reveal that Jesus is indeed eternal. Here's what's declared by John in Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Which completely aligns, by the way, with what Jesus says in John chapter 8, verse 58. Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. And those words connect the Son with the Father. who said to Moses in Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 or 14, that Moses said to God, "Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your father has sent me to you,' and they say to me, 'Well, what is his name?' What shall I say to them?" And God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.'" As I hope I've proven to you today, Jesus wants you to know him, and he certainly provided you with more than enough ways to do that when you know his names.